I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, June 8th. One man is dead, another is injured after a shooting that happened near a Dunkin' Donuts in Brockton. Police say the shooting happened just before 8:30 last night in the area of 983 North Main Street, not far from the Dunkin' at 1001 North Main Street. According to a photographer, one of the victims drove himself to Good Samaritan Medical Center. Neither of the victims have been identified, nor arrests have been made. Brockton and state police are investigating. Any further information will be released by the Plymouth County DA's office. A fire tore through a residence in Brockton late last night. Flames broke out at 7 Hamilton Street just before midnight. Firefighters battled flames on the third floor rear porch that eventually expanded into the attic. 8 people inside the building were able to escape on their own. They're being helped by the Red Cross. No injuries reported. The Plainville Fire Department extinguished a mulch fire that spread to 2 units in a condo last night. Just before midnight, Plainville firefighters responded to 6 Messenger Street, found 2 units out of 10 in the complex filled with heavy fire and smoke. All residents safely escaped. Firefighters were able to fight the flames from inside for a time, but the raging fire forced them to exit the home and fight the fire from outside. It was under control by about 1 a.m. One person taken to the hospital for stress-related injuries. The 2 units that caught fire suffered extensive structural damage, but residents of all 10 units were displaced due to electrical damage. The Red Cross will assist those families. Well, the Quincy Planning Board meets today to discuss proposals for several new developments, the largest being a 215-unit residential building with first-floor retail space at 1562 and 1570 Hancock Street in Quincy Center. LBC Developers is proposing the new development at the current site of Napoli Pizza. The board will also continue a hearing regarding a plan for a 5-story, 44-unit condo with 73 parking spaces on Bennett Lane off Independence Avenue near the Braintree Town Line. An existing warehouse would be demolished to make way for that new development. Planners will also review a proposal for a 3-story, 8-unit residential building with 16 garage parking spaces at 201 Copeland Street, where a single-family home now sits. Also on the agenda, the plan to replace the Imperial Terrace restaurant on C Street with a 3-story, 20-unit residential building with 35 parking spaces and an underground garage and 7 surface-level parking spots. Today's planning board meeting will be held remotely beginning at 5:30. The Quincy Health Department says they've handed out all of the COVID-19 test kits that they receive from the government. Health Commissioner Marley Casley says the department has distributed approximately 67,050 at-home antigen test kits to residents and city employees. Casley says if more test kits become available, the public will be notified. The federal test kit distribution is ongoing. While House and Senate leaders have ruled out a suspension of the state's gas tax, Governor Baker continues to express his willingness to pause the 24-cent per gallon gas tax. Politicians have been kicking the idea around for weeks in Massachusetts and elsewhere. Connecticut suspended its tax through June 30th. House Speaker Ron Mariano, Senate President Karen Spilka, both suggested that the gas tax pause would not be effective and point to Connecticut as proof. Despite suspending a 25-cent per gallon tax, AAA data shows the average price per gallon in Connecticut is about 8 cents lower than in Massachusetts. Instead, Mariano and Spilka said their chambers are busy crafting relief packages that will strive to give relief to residents feeling the pain of inflation and the COVID-19 pandemic. Gas prices in Massachusetts are now officially more than $5 a gallon. According to AAA, the average price for a gallon of gas in the state is a new all-time high, $5.02 as of today, up 2 cents from yesterday, when the average hit the $5 mark for the first time ever. Prices are up 26 cents in the past week, $2.09 in the last year. The national average is now $4.95, also a record high. California has the highest price, with an average of $6.39 a gallon. Diesel in Massachusetts continued to decline. The average price for a gallon of diesel is now $6.22, down from a record high of $6.41 back on May 18th. Other news this morning, Raytheon is moving its global headquarters out of Massachusetts. The Waltham-based defense contractor is heading to Arlington, Virginia. The CEO said the new location will better serve their government and commercial aerospace partners. A Raytheon spokesperson said the company will still keep the Waltham facility and there will be no impact on workers here. Target is stuck with too much home decor and too many TVs. To clear out the glut, it will ramp up the discounts. The retail giant said it would mark down prices on some bigger ticket items that consumers have pulled back on purchasing and canceling pending orders from suppliers. Target and other big box retailers stocked up on a variety of merchandise, such as electronics and furniture, throughout the pandemic to respond to red-hot consumer demand. But many shoppers in recent months have altered their purchasing choices in response to the fastest jump in inflation in decades and the end of federal government pandemic stimulus payments. A historic fire boat, which served through some of the nation's most harrowing moments over more than seven decades, is visiting Boston Harbor. The firefighter was stationed in New York Harbor during World War II, participated in the rescue of passengers after U.S. Air Flight 1549 landed in the Hudson River, and spent 3 weeks assisting the firefighting operations after 9/11. By the time of her decommissioning in 2010, she was the most awarded fireboat in the world. The firefighter is also a National Historic Landmark and listed on the National Register of Historic Places. The diesel and electric-powered fireboat is still capable of pumping 20,000 gallons of water per minute through her hoses. She put on a show in Boston Harbor on Monday, part of the National Fire Protection Association's 125th anniversary. Visitors can tour the firefighter docked near the Moakley Federal Courthouse through Saturday. Organizers of the visit say they're helping to raise money to preserve the historic vessel, which is now a museum run by a nonprofit organization. Check out business news. Stocks are higher. The Dow is up 264. NASDAQ rose 113. The S&P added 39. Shares mostly higher in Asia. The dollar is up. The euro is down. Oil is up to $120 a barrel. In sports, Red Sox beat the Angels in L.A. 6-5 in 10 innings last night. They'll play again tonight at 9:38 p.m. And, of course, it is Game 3. Golden State and the Boston Celtics in the NBA Finals at the Garden tonight at 9 p.m. That series tied at one game apiece. The National Weather Service forecast today, some scattered showers and thunderstorms at a high of 81. For tonight, cloudy, damp, a low 63. Scattered storms and showers tomorrow with a high of 76. Friday, partly sunny, high 80. And then more showers Saturday, high 73. For the boater, waves 2 feet, southwest winds gusting to 25. Next high tide, not till 7:01 p.m. Sunrise at 5:07, set at 8:18. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, June 8th.